Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. The next section is 609.4 and is on testing. The testing is completely new. 609.4 testing. Upon completion of a section or the entire hot or and cold water supply system, the system shall be tested with water or air. The potable water test pressure shall be greater or than or equal to the working pressure under which the system is to be used, i.e., if the system is supposed to be under 80 psi, you will test it at 80 psi. If the system is going to be at 50 psi, you will test it at 50 psi. The next sentence, it says the air pressure shall be a minimum of 50 psi if you're using the air pressure. Plastic piping shall not be tested with air, that is your PEX or PVCs, etc. The piping system shall be withstand the test pressure without showing the evidence of leakage for a period of not less than 15 minutes. So you put the system under air pressure and you want to match that to the system pressure of the water. That would be most effective. And you simply leave it for 15 minutes. If it does not leak, God bless, you move on. There are exceptions. PEX, PP, PE, polyethylene RT tube shall be permitted to be tested with air where permitted by the manufacturer's installation. I highly suggest make the write-ups for as much as possible so that you have structural integrity of the system and the leakage leakage amount will be non-existent. So please, please test it at the maximum pressure that you can. This section, 610.9, size of branches. Well, as plumbing engineer, you all know how to do branch sizing. It's a practice that only certain cities actually ask for the for this particular calculations, and quite a number of engineers wing it. And however, in a very large project, if you do not use this process, you will either oversize the system or undersize it, and you will be in trouble. The wording has been modified, 610.9 size of branches, 610.9 size of branch, period. Where table 610.4 is used, comma, the minimum size of each branch shall be determined by total fixtures served by that branch. And then following the steps in section 610.8. Next sentence says, no branch piping shall exceed the total demand in fixture unit for the system as computed from table 610.3. Really, at the end of the day, they are looking at total fixture units for every branch, and then you do a total fixture unit for the entire tree. So as you do a branch, you make sure that that branch on its own is valid, and then different branches are each valid, then all branches become a part of the tree, and you go from the main section of the piping down to your water meter. So when you get to that system, they want to make sure that the total demand of all the fixtures for the system has been computed the same way as you do it for the branching. Really, this one, they are trying to go from the original fixture unit concept or number of fixture units concept, just to make sure that each branch has met the guideline. And don't forget, if you have the hot and cold, how you give a ratio of how much hot and how much cold you have. And so that you do not have what they consider as inflated fixture unit values. So they're trying to make sure that you're not over-designing it or supersizing it. And then at the same time, they are saying that the plan, plumber, installers, or technicians shall be aware of and trained in this new way of counting fixture unit demand in a distributing system and quit adding fixture units when you reach the total demand determined by for the meter or source of supply. So I would highly recommend to go through certain examples of these and make sure that you understand it fully, because they have modified the philosophy of creating a fixture system or meter pipe, meter sizing or pipe sizing. The next section is 705.5, the polyethylene sewer pipe system. Personally, I dealt with this polyethylene quite a while back. These systems are not, they can come in rolls. They're very, very thick, much thicker than ABS. They take a lot of punishment. They can be taken in a horizontal drilling system, so you do not need the trenches. And if you look at the right now, the fiber optics and all the telephone guys, they're using such materials. So they are making portholes from 100 to 150 feet portholes, and they're passing through the underground walkways where they are not doing trenching, and they only provide trenching where they need to be pressing and pushing these polyethylene pipes. The other good thing about this is that, so if you have 200-300 feet for the sake of argument, and you are able to pass this one shot 200 feet or 100 feet, the question that becomes is that you do not have any joints. However, if you do have joints, they do have three different methods of joining them. Actually, four different. They're called heat fusion, butt fusion, electrofusion, or socket fusion. And then the beauty of these fusions are that they actually melt the product and they fuse the connections or the fittings to the pipe, actually by burning them, fusing them, and that would be the process. There's no other compound. They actually fuse it and they burn it, and the heat will actually fuse the two systems together. So the amount of leakage will be very, very, very low. I like to read this section, 705.5, polyethylene PE sewer pipe. Polyethylene PE sewer pipe or tubing and fitting joints method shall be installed in accordance to manufacturer's installation instructions and shall comply with section 705.5.1 through section 705.5.1.3. What are those sections? Those are the heat diffusion joints, butt diffusion joints, electrofusion joints, and socket fusion joints. Each one of them go through a ASTM guideline, and each one have to meet that guideline in order to be applicable. So I can tell you that we did a project, 705.5, we did a project that we actually passed 150 feet of stores that we did not trench, and we simply went in two parts of the building, created those portholes, and they went in 6-7 feet and created the joint, and they passed through the piping because the existing sewer piping was bad. It was completely shot. So this was very, very surgical format with minimum amount of intrusion to the function of that building. 715.3, existing sewers. I'm going to read it and then we'll have the discussion. 715.3, existing sewers. Replacement of existing building sewer and building storm sewer using trenchless methodology, which we just discussed, and material, which was run by PE, and material shall be installed in accordance to ASTM F1216. Now, what this particular item talks about is putting a cured in place, where you literally put a layer of plastic and you create some sort of a very thick element and you repair the pipes which are broken. Irony is, cast iron soil pipes and fittings shall not be repaired or replaced by using this method above ground or below ground. So they do not allow this for cast iron. This is only for ABS or PVC or whatever you have. The next sentence says, replacement using cured in-place pipe liners shall not be used on collapsed piping or when the existing piping is compromised. So what is compromised? To me, a chunk of hole, because it is impossible for you to go back to line, because at some point, if you have dirt of literally shining into the pipe because the pipe is cracked and that section is broken, you cannot do lining. Therefore, they have to make sure that that piping is not compromised and is not chipped away. I mean, you could have a crack, or you could have some sort of a plug of some sort, but you cannot have it structurally compromised. I do know that these cured in place pipeliners are and have had lawsuits, and a friend of ours was involved in such lawsuits. And because the cured in place has to be done via a robot or via some sort of a mechanism, some sort of a tube. At the same time, I do not believe if you have a TY and a joint, how can you have a solid and proven that the two joints, when they get together, these two liners that you're putting on a T and the Y, when they join together, they will have actually a perfect joint. So, by the way, with joint, I'm not talking about dope. Please go to the next podcast. Thank you.